AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Stanley Black & Decker's industry-leading week meets a modest volume test near the 52-week high. SWK closed at $91.98 after a 6.0% weekly gain, ranking first in U.S. tools and accessories, while remaining just 1.6% below its 52-week high. Research brief. Stanley Black & Decker strengthened its weekly profile with a 6.0% advance and a sixth active week in its trend signal, supported by positive activity pressure and improving relative strength. The move is constructive, but volume was only 1.1 times the 13-week average, and the expectancy model remains negative at 37.53%, keeping the setup balanced rather than cleanly confirmed. Key points. 1. SWK gained 6.0% for the week, 17.0% over 4 weeks, and 35.4% over 12 weeks, outpacing both U.S. industrials and its tools and accessories peer group. 2. The stock closed at $91.98, 18.5% above its weekly trend line, and 18.0% above ShareMaestro fair value, with price sitting at 95.5% of its 52-week range. 3. The weekly trend signal is active for a sixth straight week, while activity pressure is positive at 0.74 and relative strength reads 15.33. 4. Volume improved to 10.6 million shares, or 1.1x the 13-week average, but remains short of the stronger participation threshold that would better validate a high-range push. Tools and accessories strength gives SWK a favorable background. Stanley Black & Decker was the standout name in U.S. tools and accessories for the latest completed week, gaining 6.0% versus the industry's 1.6% average. The group itself is in better shape than the broader industrial sector, with 88.9% of industry constituents showing active weekly trend signals and 77.8% posting positive market dynamics and relative strength readings. By comparison, U.S. industrials showed a modest 0.1% average weekly gain, 56.0% trend breadth, and 55.0% positive relative strength breadth. The stock also ranked first in its industry over 1 week and 4 weeks, with a 17.0% 4-week return against the industry's 10.2% average. Its 35.4% 12-week return is well ahead of the sector's 12.3% average and ranks in the 80.6th percentile among 646 U.S. industrials names, giving the move clear peer support rather than a stock-specific rebound in isolation. Price is pressing the top of the range, but valuation distance is stretched. SWK closed at $91.98, leaving it only 1.6% below its 52-week high of $93.50, and placing the stock at 95.5% of its one-year range. The weekly price structure is constructive. The close is 18.5% above the $77.60 trend line and 18.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $77.92, showing strong demand relative to both regime and valuation anchors. That same premium is also a risk marker. A high-range close can attract continuation interest, but the distance from fair value means the next phase needs evidence from breadth, pressure, and volume, rather than price alone. The setup signature is therefore balanced, the trend is active and price momentum is strong, while the valuation gap leaves less room for disappointment if participation fades. Momentum has improved, while signal confirmation is not complete. The weekly trend signal is active and has been in force for 6 consecutive weeks, with 27 of the past 52 weeks active. Momentum is broad across timeframes. SWK is up 6.0% over 1 week, 17.0% over 4 weeks, 24.7% over 26 weeks, and 42.2% over the past year. Activity pressure has turned positive at 0.74, while relative strength has recovered to 15.33 after negative readings in late May and early June. Volume gives a more measured read. The latest week drew 10.6 million shares versus a 13-week and 52-week average of 9.3 million, equal to 1.1x both baselines. That is enough to show improving participation, especially after the prior week's 7.7 million shares. But it is not the kind of heavy volume confirmation that would make the high-range advance harder to dismiss. Risk evidence keeps the weekly read balanced. The main caution is ShareMaestro's expectancy model, which remains negative at 37.53%. Recent volatility is lower than the one-year baseline, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 4.0% versus 5.4% over 52 weeks. But the return distribution still carries two-sided risk. There have been 32 positive weeks and 20 negative weeks over the past year, while the average down week at negative 4.8% is larger than the average up week at 4.3%. What to watch next is straightforward. A push through the 52-week high would carry more weight if volume rises toward or above 1.5 times average and activity pressure holds positive. On the downside, the $77.60 trend line remains the key weekly regime level, with the nearby $77.92 fair value area a useful reference for how much premium demand the market is willing to maintain. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.